Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shkalim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about someone who was Magdish is Nechasim, and we said Stam Hegdish is Lebed Gabayis, and he had things that are Ro'i Lekarbonis Hatzibur. Batanur explained that means Ketores, wines, oils, flour, some say it only means Ketores. In this Mishnah, it gets even a little bit more complicated, because we're talking about a person, again, Perik Dalid Mishnah Zayin, a Magdish Nechasif, who was Magdish his possessions, Vayis ben Behema Ru'uya Legabiyam Mizbeach. And among them was an animal that's Roy for the Mizbeach. Scharim and Akevis, male and female. Zakt Rabbi Eliezer, let's first just touch the words and then we'll try to understand what Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us. Scharim, take the male animals, Yemachru Litzarchi Eilis, and sell it to those who need carbon oilis. Unikevas, take the female animals, and yemachru and sell it litzarche zivche shlamim, for those who need carbon shlamim. And what do I do with the money? With the mayen, and the money that you make, yiplu imshan nechasim lebedek abayis. Add it to the rest of his nechasim, and it goes lebedek abayis, the general upkeep in the Beis HaMikdash. Zakta batanunah. Rabbi Eliezer holds Stam Hegdash is Lebedek Abayis. Unless you say, I need to be marked this as a carbon, my kavana is, I'm donating the value to the Beis HaMikdash, they can do with it whatever they want. Even with things that are fit for the Mizbeach, the only catch is, something that is royal in Mizbeach has to somehow get to the Mizbeach. So on the one hand you're telling me it's Kiddush is Lebedek Abayis. On the other hand, you're telling me if it's Royal Mizbech, it has to get to the Mizbech. So what do I do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, this is how we're going to have both. This is how we're going to satisfy, on the one hand, Stam Hegdash Lebedek Abayis, and on the other hand, something that was Roy for the Mizbech has to go for the Mizbech. We're going to take this Scharim, and we're going to sell them to people that need Oilis. So it's completely burnt on the Mizbech. Now the Nekevas can't be Oilis. Oila can't be a Nekeva. So that we're going to sell for people that need Shlomim. And we're going to take the money from the sale, and that's going to go Lebedek Abayis together with the rest of his Nechasim. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're saying that when this person was Magdish, all of his Nechasim, including Behemoth that are Royal Mizbeach, he meant general use in the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't mean that it should go up on the Mizbeach. Elamai, what should we do? When someone gives Kiddusha the things that are Royal Mizbeach, it has to go to the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua says that if someone is Magdish his Nechasim and he knows there are animals there that are Royal Mizbeach, he meant for them to go up on the Mizbeach. So you don't have to sell the Scharim to people that need Oilis and then take the money and give it to Bedek Abayis. Rather, Rabbi Yeshua says, Zecharim Atzman Yekarvu Oilis. Take the male animals and they themselves should be carbon Oilis. That's what he meant. He knows these are animals that are Royal Mizbeach. Unakevais. Take the Nekevais. And Yemachru Litzarchi Zivchei Shlomim, sell them to people that need a carbon shlomim, V'yavi B'demeyan Oilis, and bring with that money carbon oilis. Wait a second. What happened over here? I told you Yeshua says it goes straight up on the Mizbeach. So why not take the female animals and just bring them as a shlomim? Why do I have to sell it for people who need oilis? Well, here's the catch. Of course, if someone says he wants this animal to be a shlamim, it's a shlamim. But he didn't say that. He said he's magdish all of his nechasim. We interpret that to mean that the behemoths go up in the mizbeach. But because he's not clear, so we have to say it goes up completely consumed on the mizbeach. We have to assume a person that was just magdish all of his nechasim means he's completely giving it over. So there's a problem with a shlamim, because it doesn't all go on the Mizbeach. Some of it goes back to you. You eat the meat. So that's why I have no choice. With the shlam, I have to convert it to an oila. So behemoth that's roi for an oila, like a zachar, no problem. Just be mark of it as an oila. Then a keva, I have to sell to people who need a shlamim, and with the money, bring a carbon oila. There's no other way to do it. Again, once it's roi the Mizbeach, it's chal on it, the kiddush of the Mizbeach. Even on the Nekevas. It's just the way he made his Hegdish. But Rabbi Yeshua still holds that as far as the behemoths are concerned, that has nothing to do with Kedushas by the Gabayas. It's all up for the Mizbeach. Ushar Nechasim, the rest of his Nechasim, which is not animals for the Mizbeach, which aren't things that are roi for Kedushas Aguf. Yipul the Beda Gabayas. That goes to Beda Gabayas. So another way of explaining Rabbi Yeshua is that although he made one statement, all of my nechasim, to Hegdish, we have to divide it. We have to say the behemoths are Kedushas Haguf, in a way even more Kedushas Haguf than Stam, someone who is Menad of a Shlom, because that we know he means to say a Shlom and he keeps the meat over here, we have to convert it to an Ayla. And the rest of his nechasim are Bedek Habayis. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Rabbi Akiva, says, Royani is divi Rabbi Eliezer, me divi Rabbi Yeshua. I prefer Rabbi Eliezer's Shita over Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. She Rabbi Eliezer Hishva es Midasa. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is more uniform. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a person that makes such a statement, Amagdish Olam Menachasim, he means Bedek Habayis. And Lamei, we have a problem, because technically speaking, the things that are Olam Mizbeach, some have to go to the Mizbeach. That's like our problem. So we have an Eitzah. You sell the Scharim for those who need Oilus and the Kevus for those who need Shlom. And we take the money and it goes back to the same pool as everything. It all goes to Bedek Habayis. But it's one thing. He meant Bedek Habayis. Rabbi Yeshua Chalak. Rabbi Yeshua says he made one statement and we divide it. With the Behemoth he meant Kachim Mizbeach. With the rest of his Nechasim he meant Bedek Habayis. That's difficult to accept, says Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Papias Shemati Kidrishnayan. I heard that they're both right. Sometimes when a person makes this statement, when he gives away all of his nechasim, he means only Bedek Habayis. We just have to deal technically with the things that are Oilam Mizbeach. And sometimes the person taka means the behemoth for Kedushas Mizbeach and things that are not Royal Kedushas Ago for Bedek Habayis. It depends how he says it. Shehamagdish Beferish. Let's say someone says, Behema v'nichsai lehegdish. So in his statement, he separated his behema from the rest of his possessions. But that's where he stopped, like. I would imagine, if you're taking the time to say my behema and my nechasim, you would say, oh, my behemas for them is beach, and my possessions for bedek habayis. But he didn't say that. He said his behema and his nechasim for hegdish. So it sounds like his intent is, listen, I don't care what it is, whether it's behema or whether it's nechasim, I want it all to go to the same place. So we assume it must mean Bedek Habayis. He knows that his other things can't go on in his Mizbeach. So by saying my behema and my nechasim, he means Bedek Habayis, that his behema goes to Bedek Habayis. On the other hand, if someone says stam, ula my nechasim, so we interpret that like, I don't have any specific instructions as to what type of hegdish. I want all my nechasim to go to whatever hegdish is nogeya to that thing. Behemas are kedushas haguf on the mizbeach, and the other things are bedek habayis. So once again, Amar of Papias Shemati Kedivish Neim. I heard like both. Shamagdish beferush. Someone spells out my behemah and my nechasim lehegdish. Kedivri Rabbi Eliezer. If he's mentioning beferush his behemah and his nechasim lehegdish. It's not saying it's behemoth for the Mizbeach. But it's behema and his nechasim lahegdish. That sounds like he wants it to all go to the same place, the kedushas be'ed gemayis. On the other hand, a magdish dam, someone who says plain, all my nechasim to hegdish, without giving any more specifics. So it sounds like he wants whatever hegdish belongs to that specific thing. So kedavi Rabbi Yeshua. And that would be the behemais for the mizbeach, and the rest for be'ed gemayis. So once again, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We have a person that was magdish his possessions. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that means all bad the kabayis. What do we do with the behemoths that are loyal to the mizbeach? But the halachi is, once you're magdish something that is fit for the mizbeach, it has to go to the mizbeach. So on the one hand, it has to go to the mizbeach, but he meant bad the kabayis. So this is what we're going to do. The scharim will sell for people who need oilos, so it winds up going up on the mizbeach. The nekebis will sell for people who need shlamim. And the money that we get for selling them will go with the rest of his nechasim to bad the kabayis. Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, if a person is magdish his nechasim, and there are behemoths there that are loyal for the mizbeach, who says he meant bed the kabayis? He meant that those behemoths themselves should go up completely on the mizbeach. So we're going to take the scharim and bring them up as oilos. With the nekevis, we can't bring them as a shlamim, because he didn't say shlamim, he just said up to the mizbeach, that means completely consumed on the mizbeach. So we have a problem with the nekevis, you can't bring them as oilos. So we'll do our best. We'll sell it for people who need a shlamim, and with the money, we'll bring a carbon oil. We'll bring oilos. Rest of his nechasim, that goes lebed gabayis. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's a very big chiddush to say he's magdish his nechasim, and in his mind, he meant for it to come to a crossroad and go in different directions. The behemah is for the mizbeach, the rest of his nechasim for lebed gabayis, that's difficult to accept, says Rabbi Akiva. And Rav Papia says, well, it depends how he says it. If he enumerates my behema and my nechasim for hegdish, that sounds like he beferish wants his behema and his nechasim to go to the same place. And that could mean bedek abayis. He didn't say his behema to the mizbeach. He said my behema and my nechasim to hegdish. So the rest of his nechasim could only be bedek abayis. So the behemas also mean only bedek abayis. But if he just says my nechasim to hegdish, he doesn't separate the behemas from the other ones. So we understand that means like, look, I'm giving it away. Where it goes, that's up to you. That's according to the halacha. So the behemoths will go to the mizbeach, and the rest will go to Bedek HaBayis.